This is Sydney Barrows. Thank you for choosing to work with me on Getting Unstuck. This is the first MP3 in Module 1, The Fear of Failure Boogeyman. There are three MP3s for The Fear of Failure because there are over 200 clearings, and that was just way too much to put on one MP3. Now, the number one reason that we stay stuck in our lives, whether it be a job that we're bored with or dislike, not being in a relationship or staying in an unhappy one, losing weight, or actually probably not losing weight. Anyway, the list goes on and on. And the reason this is happening is because of fear. And by far the number one fear that keeps us stuck is the fear of failure. When you're in a rut, when you can't seem to get out of it, I guarantee you there are several, if not way more, different fears of failure that are keeping you stuck and unable to do much about it. People fear failure because it triggers so many painful and low vibration emotions, and we're going to clear over 200 of the most foundational fears of failure in this module, and that's just for starters. There are nearly double that number of fears of for being a failure, and we're going to go after them too. Before we start, I would just like to make sure that you've already listened to the bonus recording, Setting the Stage, and if you haven't, please stop and do that right now before anything else. There are four modules in this package, and all the modules and the MP3s in each of the four modules have been carefully designed to be listened to in order. And the bonus has been specifically designed to be done before all of them, so please be sure to work with it first. There will be some clearings, possibly even many of them, that you're going to hear on this recording and on all the recordings that you just don't believe apply to you. However, since you really have no idea what's really going on in your subconscious, please resist making that kind of an assumption. If something doesn't apply to you, then nothing will happen. If it does, then there will be an energy shift if you give your permission. Now, many of these clearings are going to sound very repetitive, and at times you might not be able to tell there's any difference between them. However, I promise you that there are. Each one is absolutely different. And, you know, the differences may be very slight. However, your subconscious has numerous programs on the same subject that are described in many, many different ways. And that's why I do it like this, because I want to get all of them. It's important to clear out as many of them as possible. We don't want to leave one to muck up the works. Now, as you'll remember from the bonus audio, Source will not do an energy shift without your express permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. You can say yes very softly, as long as it's out loud, and do it with a smile on your face and in your heart. And while you're doing that, multitasking, tell yourself that in your mind that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is you just gave permission for. Now, I will be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, and it's particularly important that you're not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. Are you ready to get started? Okay. So find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably a place where there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else to distract you. If you're serious about getting the most out of this session, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply sit there and just be. So let's begin. Relax, sink into the chair or sofa, quiet your mind, and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils. Follow it as it travels into your lungs, down into your belly. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you. You cannot do this incorrectly. And continue to breathe in and out, focusing on your breath. Now, please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. Again, you don't have to say it out loud. I mean, you do have to say it out loud, but you don't have to say it loudly. And please do have a positive feeling as you say it. And don't forget about that intention. Please give me a few moments to complete this connection. Now we're going to remove a long list of the negative and disempowering programming. And this programming is made of thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this that you have about fears of failure and fears of failing. I ask the Creator to remove the following programs. I fear failure. I fear failing. I am failing. I know I am failing. I will fail. I know I will fail. I fear I will fail. I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to fail. I fear I'm going to fail. I always fail. I know I always fail. I fear I always fail. I will always fail. I know I will always fail. I fear I will always fail. I'm always going to fail. I know I'm always going to fail. I fear I'm always going to fail. I expect to fail. I expect failure. I know I expect to fail. I know I expect failure. I fear I expect to fail. I fear I expect failure. I expect I will fail. I know I expect I will fail. I fear I expect I will fail. I expect that I'm going to fail. I know I expect that I'm going to fail. I am expecting failure. I know I'm expecting failure. I fear expecting failure. I know I fear expecting failure. I always expect to fail. I always expect that I will fail. I always expect I'm going to fail. I fear always expecting to fail. I fear always expecting that I will fail. I fear always expecting that I'm going to fail. I know I always expect to fail. I know I always expect that I will fail. I know I always expect that I will fail. I fear knowing that I always expect to fail. I fear knowing I always expect that I will fail. I fear knowing I always expect that I'm going to fail. I know I always expect that I'm going to fail. I am always expecting failure. And I know I'm always expecting failure. And I fear I'm always expecting failure. Failing is inevitable. Failure is inevitable. I fear failing is inevitable. I fear failure is inevitable. Failing is always inevitable. Failure is always inevitable. I fear failing is always inevitable. I fear failure is always inevitable. I know failing is inevitable. I know failure is inevitable. I know failing is always inevitable. I know failure is always inevitable. It's inevitable I will fail. I know it's inevitable I will fail. I fear it's inevitable I will fail. It is inevitable that I'm going to fail. I know it's inevitable I'm going to fail. I fear it's inevitable that I'm going to fail. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included here, and for everything to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from anywhere and everywhere in all lifetimes, on all levels, all timelines, past, present, and future, all dimensions, all dominions, all realms and realities, as well as from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just deactivated and cleared with the exact opposite positive energies and any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time, and for it all to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell in the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention, that any energy shifts that you've made today that have prevented energy work that you've previously experienced from being processed and activated in the past, to now be processed and activated in the highest and best way in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please say yes to allow me to do this and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, to synchronize them with your etheric body, and to bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes. And this is a little bit of a longer one, so please, I'm still here. It just takes a little bit longer to do this one. Very nice. Sit quietly for another minute or two, and if you have water nearby, please do drink some now. Water helps your body wash out old energies, which is why you always hear us telling you to drink lots of water, and it also helps to process the new energies. Some of you may actually have felt some energy leaving your body or your energy field when we did this clearing, and some of you may feel lighter in some way. That's a very common comment that I get. I feel so much lighter. And of course, some of you will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It does not mean that nothing happened. It just means that you're not one of these people who actually feels these things. So don't not to fret. Some of you may start to notice a change immediately, but more commonly, to be honest with you, it takes a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three, before the energy shifts are fully integrated. Now, I know you'd probably like to work with as many of the modules and the MP3s as quickly as you can, and I strongly suggest that you resist that impulse. Please take a break between MP3s for at least 48 hours to give your body a chance to process and integrate the energy shifts that you just made. Your body needs time to acclimate to the absence of the old energies and the presence of the new positive ones. I mean, I know you want to get unstuck as quickly as possible. I've been there. I know exactly how you feel. I really do get it. However, please try to be good to yourself and kind to your body and give it time to adjust to the energy shifts that you've just made. Now, a few people might have a bit of a reaction after receiving, deep core level healings like this one. And those reactions can take on many different forms. They could be physical, psychological, emotional. And if this happens to you, it's nothing to be concerned about. The best thing you could actually do is to embrace and welcome whatever is going on and thank it for being evidence that the energy is moving, which means that you're benefiting from what we just did. Sometimes at the very beginning, you don't remember this, but if it persists, it's important to do that. And remember, what you resist persists. You've all heard that saying, I'm sure. And it's been my experience and the experience of my few clients who've had this problem, that when they embrace it, when they remember that's what they're supposed to do, what happens is it either goes away immediately or it quickly subsides. So there really is something to that. There really is. But to be honest with you, most people have absolutely no reaction at all, unless, of course, they've overloaded their systems. So, so don't expect any reactions. Just don't be surprised if something does briefly show up. Again, please be sure to drink plenty of water. And if it's possible, allow your body to get as much sleep as it wants to. Both water and sleep allow you to process the energy shifts you just experienced much more quickly and easily. Now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies that you might have picked up from me while we've been together. And please give me a moment to do that. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy these new energies and being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a great rest of the day.